The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you about the events and happenings for the upcoming weeks and months as reported from various sources. And for today's program, we are going to start with the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts. July 7th through the 9th, it's Oklahoma. This is North Carolina Theater Conservatory event. Set in Western Indian Territory just after the turn of the century, it's about the high-spirited rivalry between the local farmers and the cowboys. Again, that's Oklahoma, July 7th through the 9th. Saturday, July 15th, Haydini Magic. Guy's name is actually Hayden Childress, but he goes by the name Haydini. It's Italian for magically delicious, and it's not hard to see why. He's a 22-year-old magician from Charlotte who specializes in the art of illusion, and he's been doing it since the age of 10. Fletcher Opera Theater at 8 o'clock. July 19th through the 30th, Lombardi. This is a Theater Raleigh event, Kennedy Theater, and of course Lombardi about the legendary football coach Vince Lombardi. July 25th through the 30th, Beauty and the Beast, North Carolina Theater. A tale as old as time. Disney's Beauty and the Beast is filled with unforgettable characters, lavish sets and costumes, dazzling production numbers, including Be Our Guest, and the beloved title song. This is at Memorial Auditorium, July 25th through the 30th. Saturday, July 29th, Summer Intensive. This is a Carolina Ballet event, Fletcher Opera Theater at 2 and 7. Saturday, August 5th, it's the 10th Annual Carolina Music Awards. The focus of the Carolina Music Awards is to recognize Carolina artists in rock, hip-hop, youth, bluegrass, Americana, country, and R&B. Darius Rucker is now among the supporters of this project, along with the legendary co-founders Roberta Flack and Randy Travis. This is at Fletcher Opera Theater at 8 o'clock. August 15th through the 20th, The Secret Garden, Theater Raleigh. This enchanting classic of children's literature is reimagined in brilliant musical style. Orphaned in India, 11-year-old Mary Lennox returns to Yorkshire to live with her embittered, reclusive uncle Archibald and his invalid son Colin. The estate's many wonders include a magic garden which beckons the children with haunting melodies and the dreamers, spirits from Mary's past, who guide her through her new life, dramatizing the secret garden's compelling tale of forgiveness and renewal. Friday and Saturday, August 25 and 26, Decades Rewind. This is at Fletcher Opera Theater. Program starts at 7:30 both nights. September 14th through October 1st, The Ugly Duckling. This is a Carolina Ballet event. Fletcher Opera Theater. September 15th through the 17th, Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone in concert featuring the North Carolina Symphony, Memorial Auditorium at 7:30 both nights. Monday, September 18th, it's Boz Gags. Fans who have followed Boz's remarkable career dating back to the late 60s with the Steve Miller Band, his solo triumphs with such classic albums as Silk Degrees in 1976 and Middleman in 1980, and the splendid assurance of late-period high points in Some Change, 1994, and Dig, 2001. Concert starts at 7:30. Friday and Saturday, September 22nd and 23rd, an evening of Rachmaninoff. North Carolina Symphony Classical Series, Maymandy Concert Hall, 8 o'clock. Performances both nights. Friday, September 22nd, Hank, Patty, and The Current, Fletcher Opera Theater at 8. Thursday, September 28th, IBMA Music Awards at 7:30 in Memorial Auditorium. Friday, September 29th, Jesse Cook, Canadian guitarist, composer, and producer. Moving on to the Durham Performing Arts Center, also known as DPAC. Tickets are available through the following outlets, dpacnc.com, DPAC Ticket Center at 919-680-2787, or you can visit the DPAC Ticket Center itself on Vivian Street in Durham, or contact Ticketmaster. Coming up Friday, July 7th, it's the Paul Taylor Dance Company. This performance is part of the American Dance Festival. Are the following: Friday and Saturday, July 14 and 15, Kid Pivot and Electric Company Theater. Friday and Saturday, July 21st and 22nd, Mark Morris Dance Group. And Thursday, July 27th through Saturday, July 29th, Bill T. Jones, Arnie Zane Company. Again, all these part of the American Dance Festival. August 1st through the 6th, the DPAC Motown Musical. It began as one man's story, became everyone's music, and is now a Broadway musical. Motown the Musical is the true American dream story of Motown founder Berry Gordy. Saturday, September 23rd at DPAC, Pink Floyd Laser Spectacular, celebrating its 30th year of touring. September 26th through October 1st, Circus 1903. It's the golden age of the circus comes alive. Wednesday, October 4th at DPAC, Tajmo, the Taj Mahal and Keb Mo Band. Blues Titans Taj Mahal and Keb Mo share the stage with their band for an exciting night of music. Thursday, October 5th, The Price is Right Live. It's a hit interactive stage show that gives eligible individuals the chance to come on down. Prizes may include appliances, vacations, and possibly a new car. If you would like to participate, it is open to legal residents of the United States and Canada. 18 years or older, ticket purchase will not increase your chances of being selected to play. To register for the chance to be a contestant, visit the registration area at or near the ticket center at DPAC 3 hours prior to showtime. Tuesday, October 10th at DPAC, Peppa Pig's Surprise. Then Friday, October 13th at DPAC, it's Rodney Carrington. A reminder once again, the Broadway hit and national phenomenon Hamilton is headed to Durham next year. The national tour of the popular musical will be part of Durham Performing Arts Center's 2018-2019 SunTrust Broadway season. The official show dates have not been announced, but the production will play DPAC in 2018. Upon hitting the stage in 2015, Hamilton became the hottest ticket on Broadway, consistently performing to sold-out crowds. Last year, the show received a record-setting 16 Tony nominations, winning 11, including Best Musical. Few more concerts in the Duke University Music in the Garden series. All concerts held at the Sarah P. Duke Gardens on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Coming up July 5th, Birds of Chicago. Nearly two decades ago, J.T. Nero and Allison Russell began building parallel relationships as musical collaborators and married partners. They now tour with their child and an evolving entourage of supporting players. The core of their mix of soul, folk, and rock, however, remains those made-for-one-another harmonies. July 12th, Kelsey Walden. This Western Kentucky native doles out tough realizations about heartbreak and cheating, hard luck, and lying in a delightful monotone that says she's seen and lived it all one too many times. Kelsey Walden, July 12th, Music in the Gardens. July 19th, River Wireless. Group is, of course, from Asheville. They've emerged from the Mountain City's bustling scene as one of the state's most instantly likable bands. And July 26th, Duke University Music in the Gardens, the final concert in that series, Caleb Cottle. Winston-Salem singer, songwriter, and band leader Caleb Cottle spent years shaping and sharpening his approach to country music before arriving last year at a triumph called Carolina Ghost. These 11 songs, which earned rave reviews from Rolling Stone and the Huffington Post, recall a classic truck stop mixtape full of yearning steel guitar, assured and direct choruses, and first-person protagonists who have seen better days and expect to again. All right, IBMA's 2017 World of Bluegrass Festival coming up, of course, the last week of September. This is the biggest event of the year in the world of bluegrass. There's a business conference at the Raleigh Convention Center. The Bluegrass Music Awards Show is Thursday, September 28th at the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts Memorial Hall. The 28th annual IBMA Awards Show will be hosted by Bella Fleck and Abigail Washburn, acclaimed artists in their respective careers and Grammy winners in their duo work. The theme for this awards show is the Bluegrass Songbook. Then there's the Ramble. The Bluegrass Ramble is IBMA's innovative showcase series in club venues in downtown Raleigh. With over 200 showcase performances, the Ramble is the premier platform for introducing talent and new material to the bluegrass community. Venues include Lincoln Theater, The Poor House, King's, Architect Bar, Vintage Church, and the Raleigh Convention Center. And then Wide Open Bluegrass also features Wide Open Main Stage, which used to be known as Fan Fest. Wide Open Main Stage is the urban bluegrass music festival in downtown Raleigh that closes out Bluegrass Week, IBMA World of Bluegrass Week, September 29 and 30. The event features Bluegrass Hall of Famers, emerging stars, and one-of-a-kind jams. You'll hear 18 incredible acts in 2 days. 1- and 2-day tickets with great seats are still available. The National Folk Festival is in its 77th year, set for another run in downtown Greensboro, September 8th through the 10th. About 300 musicians, dancers, storytellers, and craftspeople will be there, along with more than 30 musical groups performing at 7 outdoor venues. Y'all at Dick's Park Summer Concert Series, local bands, food trucks, and craft breweries will be featured for these free concerts at Dorothea Dix Park in Raleigh. Shows run from 4 to 10 at Harvey Hill at Dix Park. Saturday, July 22nd is the next concert in that series, featuring Hammer No More, The Fingers, Zach Mexico, Honey Magpie, and Your Mom. Then there's another, the final concert in that series is Saturday, August 26th. North Hills is still featuring its beach music series. It's its 10th season this year. The free concerts are held Thursday nights at the Commons from 6 until 9. Coming up July 6th, it's Spare Change. July 13th, Fantastic Shakers. July 20th, Too Much Sylvia. July 27th, North Tower. August 3rd, Band of Oz. August 10th, Liquid Pleasure. And August 17th, Sleeping Booty. Don't forget the Friday Night Tribute Series returns starting August 25th. The block party style concerts highlight throwback music genres starting in the 60s. Those concerts are held at Midtown Park from 7 to 9 p.m. We mentioned earlier about some of the American Dance Festival events. Of course, it's celebrating its 40th year in Durham this year, an special extended season that carries the festival through July 29th. Performances will take place at Reynolds Industries Theater and Baldwin Auditorium, among others. American Dance Festival's Out of the Box series events will be held at a number of venues, including the North Carolina Museum of Art, Duke Homestead, Nasher Museum of Art, and, of course, Deep Hack. Checking the lineup at the North Carolina Museum of Art on Blue Ridge Road in Raleigh. Saturday, July 22nd, the feature is Mandolin Orange with Joe Pug. The website AllMusic says Mandolin Orange draws from wells both old and new, offering up a heady mix of bluegrass, gospel, folk, country, and pop that invokes the earthy timeliness and effortless harmonies of Gillian Welch and David Rawlings, the sweet unpredictability of Nickel Creek, and the rich Gothic Americana of the Civil Wars. We do have another show that is sold out at the North Carolina Museum of Art, Monday, July 31st, Bell and Sebastian and Andrew Bird. Again, that concert is sold out. Tuesday, August 1st, American Acoustic with Punch Brothers and I'm With Her. The American Acoustic Tour brings together the leading lights of contemporary Americana music for an evening of incomparable musicianship and vocal harmonizing. Wednesday, August 9th, Rhiannon Giddens. North Carolina native Rhiannon Giddens continues to develop her extraordinary talent and career. A co-founder of the Grammy-winning Carolina Chocolate Drops, Giddens recorded her first solo album, Tomorrow Is My Turn, with the aid of producer T-Bone Burnett. New York Times music critic John Parlas says the album is a showcase for Miss Giddens' glorious voice, which merges an opera singer's detail and a deep connection to Southern roots. Saturday, August 12th at the Museum of Art, Superchunk with Waxahachie and X-Hex. This is a Merge Records showcase. Saturday, August 19th, Tiff Merritt and Friends. September 8th through the 10th, it is Paper Hand Puppet Intervention, fabricating fantastical worlds with the most ordinary of materials. Saturday, September 16th, it's the 5th annual The Dudes Abide Party with special guest Jimmy Dale Smokey Gilmore. And then Saturday, September 23rd, and I tried to practice this, folks, so I get it right, Angelique Kidjo with Diale Sisoko and Kira Ba. All right, we'll do that one more time because I looked it up, and I hope I'm doing it right. Angelique Kidjo with Diale Sisoko and Kira Ba. That's Saturday, September 23rd at the Museum of Art. Okay, we also have the listing for the Carolina Music Festivals coming up all over North Carolina. Now through August 11th, it is the Brevard Summer Institute and Festival. Now through July 29th, Eastern Music Festival in Greensboro and Points West. And now through August 5th, it's an Appalachian Summer Festival in Boone. July 13 through 16, Wild Goose Festival in Hot Springs. July 14 and 15, Bernaroo Music and Arts Festival in Durham. It's held at the Isaac Taylor Garden and other downtown venues. Also July 14 and 15, Spruce Pine Barbecue Championship and Bluegrass Festival. And this is at Riverside Park in Spruce Pine. July 20th through the 30th, it's Folkmoot USA, Waynesville, and other mountain towns for those venues. July 22nd, Barnstock BYOB Music Fest, Huntersville. Barnstock is a benefit for local organizations that features live music, DJs, and a silent disco. On four outdoor and indoor stages, Barnstock is in its ninth year. The festival site is the Brown Family Barn. July 27th through the 30th, Nunn Brothers Bluegrass Festival in Mount Airy. July 28 and 29, Hillbilly Jam in Maggie Valley. August 3rd through the 5th, Mountain Dance and Folk Festival in Asheville. As those dates also, 3 through 5 of August, Pretty Fest Bluegrass Festival in Franklinton. August 4th and 5th, Reevestock Music Festival in Elkin. Also on August 4th and 5th, it's Leaf, downtown Asheville. Goodnight's Comedy Club for a few laughs on West Morgan Street. July 8th and 9th, it's Kevin Smith. A writer, comedian, podcaster, and film director, Kevin has written and directed numerous films, including Clerks, Chasing Amy, Dogma, Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back, Red State and Tusk. He's also the creator of AMC's Comic Book Men. July 13th through the 15th, Brian Posehn. Brian is a multi-talented writer, actor, and comedian. He is the co-writer for Marvel's Deadpool and hosts Nerd Poker, a podcast where fellow comedians play Dungeons and Dragons. July 16th at Goodnight's Comedy Club, Huggy Lowdown. Huggy can be heard each weekday at 7:30 Eastern Time on the Tom Joyner Morning Show. July 20th through the 22nd, Andrew Santino, comedian, actor, and writer, is well on his way to becoming a household name. Santino just finished shooting the upcoming film, The Disaster Artist, with director and star James Franco. July 25th, it's George Lopez, the multi-talented entertainer whose career encompasses television, film, stand-up comedy, and late-night television. July 28th through the 30th, Benji Brown. And then coming up in August, Bill Bellamy, Bruce, and James Davis. Once again, the warning that you may want to check about the type of material presented by a particular performance, just in case it's not something you or your family might enjoy. Some of the events at amphitheaters around the Triangle at Red Hat. Sunday, July 9th, My Morning Jacket with Gary Clark, Jr. Friday, July 14th, Tedeschi Trucks Band. Saturday, July 15th, Mercy Me. Tuesday, July 18th, Primus with Clutch. Wednesday, July 19th, Adina Menzel. Thursday, July 20th, Slayer, Lamb of God, and Behemoth. Saturday, July 22nd, Revolution. Thursday, July 27th, Logic. And Friday, July 28th, Straight No Chaser, along with Postmodern Jukebox. At Carrie's Coca Booth Amphitheater on Regency Parkway, Friday, July 7th, North Carolina Symphony Summerfest 2017, The Music of U2. Saturday, July 8th, Sturgill Simpson. Friday, July 14th, Willie Nelson and Family. Saturday, July 15th, Summerfest Annual Beach Party with Jackie Gore and the North Tower Band. Saturday, July 22nd, it is a Grease sing-along, the movie Grease, of course. July 28 and 29, Beer, Bourbon, and Barbecue Festival. Always a big event. All right, Coastal Credit Union Music Park at Walnut Creek. Friday, July 14th, it is Dierks Bentley, Cole Swindell, and John Pardee. Friday, July 21st, Florida Georgia Line, Nellie and Chris Lane. Tuesday, July 25th, Journey and Asia. Friday, July 28th, Sam Hunt, Maren Morris, and Chris Jackson. All right, some Carytown events coming up. The 2017 Chatham Street Chowdown Series continues July 30th and October 1st. Concerts in Bond Park at Sertoma Amphitheater. All concerts are free and held Saturday evenings at 7. July 8th, it's Al Strong. August 12th, Jonathan Bird and the Pickup Cowboy. The Starlight Concert Series is held Friday evenings at 7, unless noted. Pay at Paige Walker Arts and History Center. The concerts are free. July 14th, Greg Gelb and the Second Line Stompers. And Saturday, August 5th, that's a change date there, Jamrock. The Marvelous Music Main Stage Concert Series is marking its 7th season this year at the historic Cary Arts Center. Concerts are held Friday evenings at 7:30, unless noted. September 22nd, it is the Doo-Wop Project. It traces the evolution of doo-wop from the classic sound of five guys singing tight harmonies on a street corner to the biggest hits today. November 3rd, Donald Cinta Quartet. January 26th, Lucia Micarelli. I looked that one up, too. February 16th, 10 Strings and a Goat Skin. Saturday, March 3rd at 7:30, Le Cirque Esprit. May 11th, Lauren and Mark. And also the Marvelous Music Family Concert Series. Saturday, September 23rd, Footworks Percussive Dance Ensemble. Saturday, November 4th, the Story Ship presents Diggery Digger's Dino Show. And Saturday and Sunday, December 16 and 17, Cary Ballet presents the Nutcracker Suite. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, TriangleReadingService.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. Again, that's 919-832-5138. So long until next time.